Welcome back to Super Tatis for Tazria Mitsura. First, let's start with a couple stories about Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber had a particular knack at Kibbutz Horem. So the first story is after his parents lost their wealth during World War I and they moved into his home, apparently Rav Baruch Ber treated them like they were the ones who really owned the house. He would like ask their reshus before taking anything from the pantry or any household items or anything like that. Like he was the guest in order to like prepare the kind of preserve their kavod, meaning to say like they lost it and they were really living on his dime, but they were treated as if they were the balabas. Prioritizing their needs was also another thing that he did. So other great rabbanim saw that Rav Baruch Ber spent a lot of time trying to figure out his parents' needs, and apparently Rav Yitzchak Shir said so much that he wondered how Rav Baruch Ber had time to learn. Rav Baruch Ber's father, Rav Shmuel David, would regularly go to Rav Baruch Ber's shiurim, and before beginning, Rav Baruch Ber would ask his father for reshus to begin, and afterward he would also ask his father, did he, you know, give the shiur well? It's another just kavod he gave to his father. So during a time of like there was a lot of unrest when they said there were like rioters around and everything, he told one of his talmidim, "Don't you see that my father's taking the yeshiva?" Meaning he felt completely secure being by his father. And then there was another story that I also saw about like how devoted and connected he was to his father. Like there was a pogrom going on in town and a soldier tried to rob and kill his father. So Rav Baruch Ber jumped in between them and said, "Me, not him." Meaning he was really ready to die for his father. And he said that he survived by virtue of like there was another officer that came and stopped the soldier. And he says it was just because of the Mesiras Nefesh he did to try to protect his father. So there's another story about Rav Lapian when he and Rav Shwadron were going to go visit a person's house and give him some tochacha. I think I may have mentioned this story before, but it's worth mentioning again. So they got there and, you know, the wife opened the door and welcomed them. And she kind of stuck around when they were going to begin their conversation. So instead of having a conversation, Rav Lapian spent 15 minutes asking about how the man's doing, himself, and he gave him a bracha, and he left without saying the reason of the visit. So on the way back, Rav Lapian had to explain what he was doing to Rav Shwadron. He said, "Listen, his wife was there. So it would have been such a shame to, you know, to have this tochacha done in front of his wife." He said that it wasn't worth it. So it's amazing because obviously tochacha is only given when it's something that's really necessary. And of course, Rav Lapian probably cheshvan that before he came, but as soon as he saw that it was going to come at the pain of this man to such a degree, he decided that the Kavod HaBrius was a far bigger priority. So let's talk now about Nigei Batim. When it comes to Nigei Batim, Rashi says, you say, Ken Nega Nirli Babayis. I mean, that's in the Pasuk. It's not certainty, but it's Ken Nega. But there is a question, why would this matter if it's the Kohen and not the person who makes the tumah happen, meaning it's the Kohen. So like, why would it be choshev for somebody to say, I just don't know, right? So the first one is from the Zrachi. It's a Derech Eretz thing. We don't speak with certainty and instead say we don't know or at least hedge. And the Maharal takes another approach. He says, it's a truth issue and it won't be tame. It won't be a nega matame until the Kohen says it is. So you can't be presumptuous and say anything. Tosis Yontif gives another answer. He says, you don't want to confuse the Kohen's judgment by creating a bias. And Tosis Yontif gives a second answer. He says, don't give a petach for things to change. The Shari Aron, wonderful, wonderful parish, says it can bring about a Ruach HaTumah by saying such a thing, so you don't want to say it. It's very, very interesting. Next is the Oznaim LaTorah. Since Tzara'as comes due to Lashon Hara, saying it was certainly a nega would make you a Rasha, and you can't do that. In Adam, Ma'isiv as Atma Rasha. Final answer that I have, number 7 for those counting, is from the Nachas Yaakov, Torah Tumima, and Seva LaDerech. It says it appears to be Mori Halacha Bifnei Rabo. We don't teach halachas, we don't paskin halachas in front of our Rebbe, so that's the Mahalich. Now, we go on, and we look in Perek Yud Gimel Gimel. It says, V'ra'a Kohen as a nega, but Ora Basar, and it goes on. And it says, V'ra'a Kohen v'timeo. So the question that people ask is, why does it say V'ra'a, and then it says V'ra'ahu? So what's the double lashon using different grammatical terms? So Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma, says, based on Rashi in Pasuk Yud Daled, that a chosen during the Sheva Brachos, the Yemeya Mishta, we're not going to make his Nega Tameh. And same thing during the Yemeya Moed. So this means that the Kohen really needs to understand and consider two things. First, he needs to look at the physical Nega to see whether it would be something that could be Metameh or could be Metahir. And the second, he needs to understand the situation of the Metzora. Is this person during the days of their Simcha or during the days of the regular or something else? Because then in an instant, it could be that even something which could make somebody Tameh wouldn't make it Tameh. So that's why we have the two different Lashonas, says Rav Meir Simcha. The Ra'a Kohen, that's, he looks at the Nega itself. And then the Ra'a Kohen is looking at the situation of the particular individual. Now, there's more to say, but I'm going to just leave with a Tzedal HaDerech, something to think about, a thinking question. So it says, Uveyom Hera Ozbo Achai Yitman, Rashi there in Pasuk Yadala, we just mentioned, says that you don't look at a chasen during the Shevin Yemei Mishta. But there is a question, because Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach in Lamed Vav Gimel says that a chasen is one of those people who gets a mechila for all the avonos. So if they get a mechila, how could it be that they get saras? Have a wonderful Shabbos.